Here's the question. Is there a better American play than Streetcar? One more ferocious, more intimate, more filled with pathos and need, one harder and more heartrending? Probably not. It was Tennessee Williams' most honest, most self-reflecting work, a power play about small people that tells us much about the world, some of which maybe we didn't want to know or face. At the GAM, director Tony Estrella and a very fine, music-driven cast have given us a loud, rollicking, kick-butt Streetcar, one that, at times, seems over-loud, overdone, but one that also reaches to the heart and soul of its characters. This is a version that makes you contemplate and almost surely agree with the plaintive cry of Blanche DuBois, the heroine who tragically fails to cope. "There's so much confusion in the world," she says. This Streetcar magically opens with music. A terrific four-person band sits above the stage and romps on about going home, home to New Orleans. They soon have the Saints marching in. Poor Blanche arrives, loaded down with fancy garments, which are about all she's got left. Played with undeniable depth by Mariana Bassam, who was a splendid Hedda Gabler last year at the GAM, Blanche is skittish, fragile, hyper, and more than a bit bitchy. After all, she's lost the family mansion and land in Mississippi and must now depend for house and home on her sister Stella and Stella's grossly positive husband, Stanley. From there, Streetcar becomes a battle of nerves and knives, ending with the kindness of strangers, surely one of the most heartbreaking finales ever staged. As Blanche, Basham, thin, almost skinny, is filled with anxiety, her dependence on illusion is palpable from the get-go. At times, you wonder if she needs all of the shouting and weeping. But in the end, this Blanche is memorable, exhausted by her life. As Stanley, Anthony Goes, comes on really high, pressing all of Stanley's drive too high. But eventually he catches the essence of this needy, naughty, richly feathered male, as Williams called him. Excellent supporting work helps this Streetcar a good deal. Karen Carpenter's Stella is terrific. She's soft and sweet, but able to handle the kind of hard hits poor Blanche never could. Stella is a woman who could take it all and keep going. Steve Kidd makes Mitch, the needy and sweet suitor of Blanche, into a real man of his time, sure and unsure. And Wendy Overly is the ultimate Louisiana mama, mighty tough and smart enough to know when to fold 'em. Finally, Jessica Hill's setting works brilliantly. It's a couple of rooms scrounged together tighter than a too small belt. But the real finality of A Streetcar Named Desire is its posit that life goes on, whether we like it or not. At the GAM, they've caught the idea without a doubt. That's what makes this Streetcar well worth seeing. It's tough and most of all real. Don't miss it.